Across Australia, people like Reed are already working to create a clean energy future. But a carbon price will help us do more.
Well, in this country, we've seen a lot of exploitation of government advertising for partisan purposes, and that's been going on for a long time, both at the federal level and at the state levels.
Dr. Sally Young is a senior lecturer in political science at the University of Melbourne. She says that government advertising is increasingly for purposes other than educating the public about the factual detail of government policy.
Governments have, in Australia, increasingly used it for more emotive messages and trying to counter public perceptions and trying to change public opinion rather than giving factual information.
How do you feel when you hear the opposition saying that the Labor Party, instead of the taxpayer, should foot the bill for these ads? You must have heard that same complaint from both sides of politics so many times over the last decade, and yet neither side of politics seems to have come up with a serious policy to put a stop to it.
They have come up with serious policies, but they do so when they're in opposition. And as soon as they're in government, they either don't implement what they've promised, and John Howard did that, several state premiers did that, the Rudd and Gillard government have done that as well. It's very common. It's almost inevitable, really. If you watch politics over many years, you see that when they're in opposition and they're hurting because the government's spending a lot of money on advertising, they put forward all sorts of schemes and suggestions about how they would address this once they get in. And then once they get in and they see the possibilities, it's just too tempting and they end up doing the same thing themselves.
Deputy Leader of the Greens, Christine Milne, says that this advertising campaign is justified because the opposition leader is spreading misinformation across the country.
When you've got somebody who is reckless and telling the community absolute lies in the case of some of the things that are being said about increased pricing, then you've got to come to the point of saying surely the government has a responsibility to tell people who is going to be paying the carbon price, how it will be passed through, and how communities will be assisted in meeting those extra charges.
Opposition leader Tony Abbott has said that the Labor Party should be paying for the ads that have started promoting the government's climate change policies, not the taxpayer. Do you agree with that?
No, I don't, and that's the ultimate hypocrisy from Tony Abbott, because the Howard government was one of the absolute worst in the history of the federal parliament for spending taxpayers' money. The question is, should this campaign be held? Yes, I believe it should, because I think it's in the public interest. The important thing is to make sure that it's a fact-based campaign, that it is information, and that it is not being put out there as a party political message. And I believe that the advertising that is going out does come into that category, and it has been approved through the processes that the government has set up their own independent committee.
Now, there are some of these ads, though, that are quite emotive in their content rather than fact-based. And that committee process that the approval of these ads has gone through has been something that's been criticised by you in the past.
Yes, that's right. And the Greens' position has always been that the advertising should go to the Auditor-General. And we introduced, Senator Brown in particular, introduced a private member's bill to that effect. But that hasn't been debated in the federal parliament nor agreed, and that is the Greens' position. But we also agree that there is a strong argument for putting information into the public arena, and I think the Prime Minister's right when she says that everywhere she's been in the last week, people are asking for information. That's certainly been my experience.
Surely, though, the issue, though, of whether or not the opposition leader might be outright lying through his teeth is separate to the one about how these advertising campaigns should be approved. And wouldn't the community expect by now, given that both you and the opposition are opposed to the present system, that maybe you could have gotten together and got something done about this?
Well, we can't do more than introduce legislation into the Senate and try to get it on the list to be debated. Suffice to say, Tim, that you're right. The Greens think that this needs to go to the Auditor-General, but we've never heard the Coalition thinking that that was a good idea, nor have we had them apologising to the Australian people about the amount of money that they used, in which they now admit was not public interest but was political advertising.